This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mishnah, we are in Kalim Ches Dalad. Today we'll be doing Ches Dalad, Hey, and Vav. We'll do three Mishnahs today. So that's Chad through Cho. Yesterday, Beis and Gimel. Beis. Okay, so we talked about, we learned that if a keveres, beehive of some sort was open, that it's not matzel. It's machlokes chum and Reb Elezer, if it's matzel on things that are inside of it, is that considered mechitzas, not mechitzas, etc. If it was shleima though, then we have a concept of toich toichai, that it is matzel. It could be a keveres, it could be a kupa or a chemes, different types of kupa is sack, chemes is with water or wine. And the sheretz is inside of it, the taner is tahar, because the sheretz is in the teich teich, not in the chitzoin. And the vice versa, the sheretz and the taner was inside, this is tahar, because again, they're not in the same kli, one's in the outer, one's in the inner. This is the concept of teich teich. And again, this only applies if the opening of the inner kli is above the outer kli. Right? This is very important. What was level? I don't remember. I think it has to be above. I think so. Okay. But there has to be a kli. If it got a hole, then it's not a kli anymore. If it was made for eichlin, then the shear would be of an olive. That it gets a hole, the shear of an olive, it's tar. If it's made for mashkin, the shear is mashkin. The shear is a kainis mashka. Let's say it's made for both. So generally, we say it's made for both. We go to the larger shear, we go to Eichlin. So it should be able to be matzel, as long as it doesn't have a shear of that a zayis could come out. Mice, we go to Chumrah, we say this shear is a kinesh mashke, and some say it's a dinder rabbanon, because otherwise it doesn't seem right that we should do that. Srida, some sort of a cheres board that is put on the top of the taner, and it sinks into the taner, ain legapayim. So we went with the other pshat. Right, that this board is used for kneading dough, and gefayim are the handles. That we're saying if the handles fell off, it's not a kli, it's a gistera. And the chiddush of our mission is that a din of a gistera is not matzel on kalim. Right. So we state in the Mishnah, if you have a srida, it's put on top of the tanur, and sinks inside, it doesn't have handles, then the sheretz is inside of it, the taner is tamei. It's not considered teich teich, it's a gistera. And vice versa, sheretz and the taner, the eichel and shebeseich are tamei. So the only thing that's matzel kli cheres is kelim. Only kelim matzel, it's not a kli, it's a gistera. A chavis that's filled with liquid, and it's put below the taner, into the ground, and the sheretz in the taner, the chavis and the mashkin are tahirin, because it's not in the teich. Vice versa, it's on top of the opening, it's upside down. It's got a little bit of liquid stuck onto the bottom, which is now the top, because it's upside down. And the sheretz in the taner, the mashkin that's up there, the tefeach is tar, because it's not in the teich. Fine. Mishnah Dalad. If I have a pot that's put into my oven, it's completely inside the oven. Hasheretz betanur, and the sheretz in the tanur. Hakadeira tar, the kadeira is tar, the kadeira itself. Even the tanur is tummy, the kadeira is tar. Even if it's not covered, why? Shein kli cheres metame kelim. Kli cheres is not metame kli. Kli cheres is all metame eichel mamashkim. Why? Because the way it's understood is that the sheretz is an av. The sheretz is metame the outer kli into a rishon. A rishon can't be metame another kli. A kli can only be mekabel tumah from an av. So that rishon to get outer kli can only metame eichel mamashkim and make them into a sheni.
Oh.
In the Chiddush of Hirish, we don't say that the outer Kli Cheres, that I'm sorry, we don't say the Sheretz itself is metame what's inside the Tanner. We don't look at like a mace in an oil. We look at the mace is metame everything in the oil. Here we don't look at it that way. Here we say the word is that the Sheretz inside is metame the Tanner, and the Tanner in turn is metame what's inside. Fine. Now, here's a very chiddush. If inside this clay there was liquid tefech, it's wet tefech, masla tefech, enough, wet enough it could have been wet. If you touch it, you'd be able to wet something else. So then, nitmo, that mashka becomes tamei. Because it's mashka in a tanner. It's inside the kedera. Like we said, do you want to say it's teich teichai? For teich teichai, it has to be, the mechizas have to be above. Above. The inner one has to be above. Once the mashke is tame, vitima, now is metame the kedera. Grace of Chiddush. Even though a mashke is not able to metame a kli, because the mashke is a sheni, how could a sheni metame a kli? This is Dindraban. The Rabban Rogozer, that all mashke are tame. If they touch a kli, they make the kli into a sheni. Why? Gzira al tamashkin shal zav. But why they make a sheni into a rishon? I don't remember the reason behind that. But a sheni, it's tumas mashkin, has always been tamei a kli. We spoke about this several times. Hariza Omer, the kli now says to the mashka, mitamecha loy timuni. The one who's mitame you, the tanner, cannot make me tame. The tanner cannot make the kedera tame. Va'ata and you, tematani, you who are a derivative of the tanner, and you are mitame me. It's a pella, but that's the halacha. That's in the rabban. Otherwise, this probably wouldn't make a lot of sense. So mitamecha, the tanner, who is metame you, lo yitamun, he cannot be metame me. Va'ato, and you, the mashke, and you're being metame me. Wow. Okay. It's a dindraban. Mishnah. Tarnagol shabalas a sheretz, a chicken swallows the sheretz. V'nafal, the tarnagol falls, lavir tanner, inside the tanner. Let's just say immediately after it ate it. Okay. Tahar. The tanner is tahar. Why? Tuma that's in the stomach of an animal or a human is called tuma balua. Swallow tuma. And it's not matami. Okay. It's not matami. The emase, if the chicken dies, if the chicken dies while it's sitting in the oven, and the sheretz at that point has not yet been digested, then it's not tuma balua anymore. It's only considered tuma balua if its host is alive. Here its host is dead. Tummy. It's tummy. It's not considered when the host is dead, it's not considered tuma balua anymore. But they say this has to have happened. The chicken has to have died before the shir equal. How much does shir equal? 24 hours. Yes, what's the pshat? That balua and a guf mace is not considered balua. Some say because the vartatum balua, as you would say, is that generally it's bolted to the guf, to its host. That's only if the host is alive. The host is chashev. If the host is dead, then it's not. They bring down farshim say like azay. Okay. Good. Sheretz shims of a tanner, sheretz in the tanner, a pasha b'soicha is a shnia. The pasha is a shnia, like we spoke about many times. The sheretz makes the tanner, sheretz in hab, tanner is a rishon, the pasha is a sheni. Shatanner is tchila, tanner is tchila. Now this is basically an idea that we've said many times, but now the Mishnah is just saying it more explicitly, and this is something we have to get into our heads. It's very, 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 very important, klal and kalim, that that's the way it works. Okay. Fine. Now I have a very interesting footnote over here. Why did Mishnah say a tarnagol? Why don't you say any animal? It's because it wants to say that if it be any other animal, like sheep, an animal dies, the host dies, that's Tumas Nevela. That itself is going to be Matami the Taner. The Mishnah wants to say that. What did Mishnah say? Mishnah wanted to say a case of tarnagols. The tarnagol is not Matami except basically when you eat it. Okay. Mishnah Vav. So we learned that a kli that's totally sunk into the kli cheres, it's totally sunk in, then we say it's considered as if it's in the aver of the chitzain, unless the inner one is protruding above. There's an exception. If the inner kli has a tzomid psil, that means it's covered with a covering that's stuck onto it, that saves anything inside of it from receiving tumma. Okay. It protects it. It saves it from being mekabel tumah. However, if the tumah is the opposite, the tumah is in the kli pnimi, then it won't help. Zok the Mishnah. Beisar. What's a beisar? Beisar is a kli cheres that's used to hold sar, which is sourdough, and it's divided into two sections. Mukov tzamel psil. It's totally covered with a covering that's attached to it. Venasan the sechet tamer, it goes into the tamer. Okay. So we know that the tzamel psil saves it. And there's kol kul in the tamer. Hasar. The sar is in one section and the sheretz is in the other. The keres bein time. Keretz is the mechitza between the two sections. Why do they have two sections in a base sar? Sometimes there's one for the sourdough, one for the flour, the salt. Okay, it says there's mechitz in between. So one side has sa'ar, the other side has sheretz. Okay? Fine. Each one of these kelim is a klit tzamid psil. So let's work it out now. Tanur tameh v'sar tar. Tanur is tameh, because tzamid psil does not prevent tuma from going out. The tanur is tameh. Okay? The sar is tar because it's in a separate and kli and has some psil that protects it. That protects tuma from getting to it. Fine. Now, a little background on the tzamid psil halacha. Some psil is said by an oil of a mace. So he said, "Tayr all them kemos by oil, kol boil oil, v'chol shabal yidum shavasam, v'chol pli pesua asher in tzamid psil alav tamehu." There's such a thing as a covering of tzamid psil that's going to protect from oil mace. The Gemara explains this is talking about a kli cheres that does not receive tumah from its back, from its exterior. The Torah is teaching us that once you have a tzamid psil, the tumah cannot go in and tell me what's inside. This would help by kli cheres and by kelim not mekabel tumah. For example, a clay oven would also protect. However, a kli that's mekabel tumah megabel like metal or wood would not help. Okay, fine. Okay. In one of the ta'im, and the star on the other, Taner Tame, once again. Taner's Tame. Vahabayis Tame. The whole house, everything in the house is Tame, because it's mace. The star is tar, because Because it's on a psil. Is the chiddush of this? The next part. If there is a tefach between in this mechitza, tefach by tefach in the mechitza, and there's a kzayis mermis on one side, then a kol tam, everything's tummy. Not just the taner, not just the bias, even the sar. Why? This area of a tefach by tefach window from one to the other caused the tumma of the bias, caused the tumma sameis to spread. So once you have a tefach in this mechitza, the tumma sameis spreads. Fine. This is only for kezayis of a mace that has tumas oil. However, when sheretz, it would be tar, even though it would be a pseh tefach. Why? Sheretz does not spread like tumas mace. Sheretz is metame with the kli that it's in. You're a separate kli, you're not going to get the tumma, even though it has this pseh tefach window. So only the taner gets the sheretz. But okay, stop there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.